Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Netanyahu's horror makes him forget his own stature and the magnitude of his entity. The Khilafah Caliphate will exist, despite you and those behind you. Al-Quds is its heartland. On Wednesday, April 23, 2025, the Prime Minister of the monstrous Jewish entity reiterated his fears regarding the imminent establishment of a comprehensive Khilafah Caliphate for the entire Muslim Ummah. He declared that, quote, Israel will not allow the establishment of an Islamic caliphate along its northern, western, or southern borders, vowing that the country would neither retreat nor surrender to such threats, clearly referring to the Islamic lands surrounding his usurping entity like a bracelet around a wrist. We in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir will summarize our response in the following points. First, observers, analysts, and politicians are not unaware of the reality of the monstrous Jewish entity. It is merely a tool of the major kafir disbelieving powers in Muslim lands. It was established by Britain and France after the abolition of the Khilafah, just as they established the other Sykes-Picot entities to prevent the Khilafah from ever returning. Then it was adopted by America and the kafir countries for the same purpose. This entity has become like the spoiled child of these countries. It is astonishing that this spoiled child is oblivious to this reality and thus sees itself as something other than what it truly is. Second, what confirms this truth is that were it not for the military, political, and financial support of the major kafir powers for this monstrous entity, it would not have been able to survive a single day, let alone persist in its crimes against Muslim lands. Gaza is the best example. It has made Rabin and other leaders of the entity go gray. And here is Netanyahu himself, after more than a year and a half, achieving nothing but the destruction of buildings, the burning of trees, and the killing of human beings, including women, elderly, and children. He has been unable to rescue his prisoners from the hands of a handful of mujahideen from among the sons of the Islamic Ummah. Third, has Netanyahu forgotten that his presence in the political arena is dependent on balances and his presence is lost if these balances are disrupted? He evades the turmoil raging beneath him by claiming to have achieved partial accomplishments here and there. But for him to go so far as to insult Islam and the Muslim Ummah, to chew on the Khilafah with his tongue, and to issue threats and intimidation, by Allah, this is truly a great sin. His situation is like that of a mouse that has become a lion in the presence of a lion, and the lion has no choice but to let one of its cats to escape. Fourth, we, the Muslims, are the people who know the Jews the most. Allah Almighty has revealed their true nature to us. They are the killers of the prophets, the transgressors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messengers. They are the ones who were subjected to humiliation and poverty. They incurred Allah's wrath. They do not dare to fight the Muslims except in fortified villages or from behind walls. We have seen this with our own eyes throughout the long history of Islam. Indeed, the entire world is aware of some of these facts, and the Jewish cantons in Europe bear witness to this. Now that the bond of Allah has been severed from them due to their disbelief, their killing of the prophets, and their corruption on earth, and all that remains of them is a remnant of the bond of people, and the severance of this bond is imminent, the night of truth has dawned, and the dawn has dawned for those with eyes. Fifth, it has become clear that the fate of this monstrous entity is linked to the fate of the Sykes-Picot entity surrounding it. These two matters are linked to the imminent return of the Khilafah, according to the methodology of the prophethood, Allah willing. This fact explains the terror that filled Netanyahu's heart, causing him to rant without guidance, just as it filled the hearts of the leaders of the major kafir powers before him, who warned of the return of the Khilafah, such as America, Britain, France, and Russia. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.